Penguin Random House Audio presents The Beast by J.R. Ward. Read for you by Jim Frangione. One. Brunswick School for Girls, Caldwell, New York. Ants under the skin. As rage transferred his weight from one shit-kicker to the other, he felt like his bloodstream had come to a soft boil and the bubbles were tickling the underside of every fucking square inch of his flesh. And that wasn't the half of it. Random muscle fibers misfired all over his body, the spasms causing fingers to twitch, knees to jerk, shoulders to tighten like he was about to go tennis racket on something. For the 1,000,000th time since he'd materialized into his position, he peeper-swept the ragged, overgrown meadow up ahead. Back when the Brunswick School for Girls had been a functioning entity, the field in front of him had no doubt been a rolling lawn that had been well mowed in the spring and summer, de-leafed in the autumn, and snow-covered pretty as a children's book in the winter. Now it was a touch football field from hell, studded and tangled with gnarled bushes that could do more than just aesthetic damage to a guy's crotchticular region. Saplings that were the ugly, misshapen stepchildren of the more mature maples and oaks, and late October brown long grass that could trip you like a little bitch if you were trying to sprint. Likewise, the brick buildings, which had sheltered and provided living and instructional spaces to the privileged elite's offspring, were aging badly without regular maintenance, windows broken, doors rotting, off-kilter shutters opening and shutting in the cold wind, as if the ghosts couldn't decide whether they wanted to be seen or just heard.